This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the Russian election.
President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide victory in the presidential election. A win will extend his rule by another 6 years and takes place against the backdrop of the harshest crackdown on political opposition and freedom of speech in Russia since Soviet times. Putin's fiercest political rival, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison last month, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. Only three token candidates and no one who opposes his war in Ukraine were allowed to run against him. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says that he supported an idea to release opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said the dissident's demise, it happens. There's nothing you can do about it. It's life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the widening flap between U.S. and Israeli leaders.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hitting back against growing U.S. criticism over his handling of the war with Hamas and its death toll in Gaza. On Fox and Friends, Benjamin Netanyahu says,
We're going to destroy the remaining Hamas terrorist battalions in Rafah. Is both important for eradicating the Hamas rule, but also important for getting the hostages out.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for the Prime Minister to be replaced through an election, which Netanyahu calls inappropriate.
We're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us.
He says most Israeli voters support his actions in Gaza after the brutal October 7th attack that killed over 1,000 Israelis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union has announced a 7.4 billion euro or $8 billion aid package for cash-strapped Egypt as concerns mount that economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could drive more migrants to European shores. Egyptian officials say the deal was signed during a visit Sunday by the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Leaders of Belgium, Italy, Austria, Cyprus, and Greece were also present. The package includes both grants and loans over the next 3 years. The EU will provide assistance to Egypt to fortify its borders, especially with Libya. Egypt's neighbor is a major transit point for migrants fleeing poverty and conflicts in Africa and the Middle East. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile as South Korea hosts a democracy conference, VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
North Korea fired a ballistic missile into the sea on Monday for the first time in 2 months at a time when U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Seoul to attend a conference hosted by President Yoon Suk-yeol on advancing democracy. South Korea's military said the missile was fired to the east of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's military has been conducting exercises using conventional weapons in recent weeks, often personally overseen by the isolated state's leader Kim Jong-un. The show of force by Pyongyang comes as the militaries of South Korea and the United States carried out large-scale annual joint military drills for 10 days ending last Thursday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
A charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens fleeing spiraling gang violence in Haiti has landed in Miami. U.S. State Department officials said more than 30 U.S. citizens were on the government chartered flight on Sunday. Meanwhile, Guatemala says offices of its honorary consul in Haiti have been ransacked. Details from AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
As Haiti once again spirals into chaos with another wave of gang violence, a number of government and aid agencies have reported that their facilities and aid supplies have been looted. Gangs have raged through Haiti in recent weeks, attacking key institutions and shutting down the main international airport. The chaos has pushed many Haitians to the brink of famine and left many more in increasingly desperate conditions. On Saturday, UNICEF said one of its containers holding essential items for maternal, neonatal, and child survival, including resuscitators, were looted in the capital's main port, which was breached by gangs last week. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. is scrambling to assess the future of its counterterrorism operations in the Sahel region of Africa after the ruling junta in Niger announced it was ending military cooperation with Washington. The U.S. military has hundreds of troops stationed at a major air base in the country that is used to deploy flights over the vast Sahel region for jihad groups linked to al-Qaeda and the Islamic State.